Chapter 8.
Of course, they don't call it that, a kill order, Nance Laurel assured. That's shorthand. The term is STO, a special task order.
Almost sounds worse, Lon Salido said. Kind of sanitized, you know? Creepy. Rhyme agreed.
Laurel handed Sax 3 sheets of paper. If you could tape them up so we could all see them?
Sax hesitated and then did as the prosecutor requested.
Laurel tapped the first. Here's the email that came to our office last Thursday, the 11th.
Check the news about Robert Moreno. This is the order behind it. Level 2 is the present head of NIOS. His idea to pursue. Moreno was a U.S. citizen. The CD means collateral damage. Don Bruns is a code name for the officer who killed him. Signed, a person with a conscience.
We'll see about tracing the email,
Rhyme said.
Rodney.
A glance toward Sax, who nodded. She explained to Laurel that they worked with the cybercrimes unit in the NYPD frequently.
I'll send them a request. Do you have the email in digital form?
Laurel dug a baggie containing a flash drive from her briefcase. Rhyme was impressed to see that a chain of custody evidence card was attached. She handed it to Sax, saying,
If you could.
Just as the detective jotted her name on the card. Sax plugged the drive into the side of her computer and began to type.
You're going to let them know that security's a priority.
Without looking up, Sax said,
It's in my first paragraph.
A moment later, she sent the request to the CCU.
Codename sounds familiar, Salido pointed out. Bruns.
Maybe the sniper likes country western music,
Sax pointed out.
There's a Don Bruns who's a songwriter and performer, folk, country western.